Oh, yeah, that's the City Harmonic, and we are one. Yeah, you know, as a body of Christ, it doesn't matter our denomination or our worship style or the color of our skin, that we are one in Jesus Christ. And it's a real privilege as Christian radio that we get to minister to the entire body of Christ. You know, it doesn't matter if you're coming from a Lutheran background or a Pentecostal background or a Baptist or a Methodist or non-denominational. You know, it's really cool that we're able to minister to the entire body of Christ. It is Tuesday, and that means it's time for Kelly and Coffee. You know, Kelly and Coffee. Kelly Cleary, our business manager, joins us in the studio on Tuesday mornings to share some of our recent listener comments and just sharing how God is working in the lives of our listeners. And it's always a blessing to me. I'll walk by Kelly's desk, and there she is praying with a listener, writing notes to listeners, and just a really neat ministry that she has. So good morning, Kelly. Good to have you back in the studio.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I am doing well. You have a great weekend?
I did. How about you?
Oh, of course. Of course we did. Always fun to get together with family and friends.
Exactly.
So, what do you have for us today?
Well, I had been looking through all of our listener comments, and I was noticing that we did get a few from some churches that I thought I would like to share. You know, we do have a free community calendar that we offer to our churches and other ministries, and they can find that on our website, mm-hmm. and they can email any upcoming events that they're having. And recently, Chippewa Valley Bible Church had a game feed, and they do this every year to promote and raise money for their center shot archery program. And Dennis from the church wrote to us and said, "Thank you for helping us promote our game feed again this year. We had our best attendance ever, and we were able to bring in $1,500 to help fund out center shot archery program. It would not be possible to raise the funds without help from our friends at Praise Network."
That's very cool. Dennis from up in Chippewa Falls, Chippewa Valley Bible Church. And I think this is the second year that we've worked with them to promote this event, which has been really fun. It's really cool to connect with the local churches and to be able to support one another in that way, to let our community know what's going on in the local churches, and also just supporting the work that the churches are doing in our community.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting. Yeah, Dennis has been a great guy to work with.
And we also heard from Sandra from Cooley Rock Christian Church, which is in Onalaska. And recently, actually just a few weeks ago, they did a rummage sale to raise money to serve the hungry in our community. And all of the money that they raised went to Wafer and the Hunger Task Force. And they also had live music and so forth. And she sent us a note that said, "Thank you for interviewing Jeremy, who is the founder of the Salvage Project, and mentioning Cooley Rock service event to serve the hungry in our community. Despite the rain, there were a couple of very special events surrounding Jeremy's performance. A young man was given the opportunity to hear Jeremy's concert, connect with him, and hear of God's grace and hope. This was truly heartwarming to see God working. Also, a traveler from Minneapolis doing business in the La Crosse area heard the interview on the Praise Network, stopped in, and provided funding to Jeremy because of his story.
Wow.
In addition, the sale was a huge success. Thank you for allowing God to use you as he does."
How cool, again, to be able to partner with the local churches and work together. You know, we're all in it for the same reason, like that song, "We Are One." It is just to reach this area with the love and the hope of Jesus Christ, and that makes it so exciting. And that was an amazing interview. Jeremy is with the Salvage Project out of the Twin Cities, and he goes into homeless shelters, into prisons and halfway houses, and shares the gospel, and so many amazing stories that he was able to share. And by the way, if you missed that interview and you would like to catch it, we now have on our website under the On Air tab all of our archives of local interviews. So if you or maybe a friend was interviewed and you want to go in and listen to it later, check it out under the archives. You can find Jeremy's interview there. And again, he was with the Salvage Project, and powerful testimony, powerful ministry. But again, how cool And what a privilege for us as a radio ministry covering, you know, the Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and La Crosse and Tomah, Sparta areas, all this area southwest Wisconsin, and to be able to partner with the local churches to support what God's doing in this area. That's what we're all about. You know, that is exactly what we're all about.
Yes, it is. It's very exciting to hear these stories. You know, because sometimes we tell of all of the different events going on, but to hear the fruit that came from those events also and just encourages us, it helps us to praise God along with those churches and the ministries, and just gives you goosebumps sometimes.
Oh, yeah. And what yeah, it does, doesn't it?
It does.
We're not big goosebump people around here, but it does happen now and then. Now, one other thing, if you or your family or friends are looking for something to do in our local listening area, be sure to check out the calendar on our new website at praisenetwork.com. There's concerts and rummage sales and all sorts of different things that are posted on there. And as Kelly mentioned, if your church or nonprofit group has an event coming up. This is a free service that we offer to you. You can submit your event information on the calendar page as well. Again, that's at praisenetwork.com. You got something else for us?
I do. We started something new called the Praise Blessing Bags.
And I love this. This is so much fun. Okay.
And so one of our volunteers, Jennifer, has been going out and visiting different businesses and churches, and bringing them these blessing bags to encourage them and let them know that we're thinking of them, that we're not just in our studios and at our desks working, that, you know, we want to connect with our listeners. And we did get two comments recently. And Shane Kalmes from Advanced Formliners recently wrote us and said, "It is clear the Praise Network is not only blessing people with the truth of God over the radio, but also stopping in to let their listeners know that they matter. We love you, Praise Team."
How fun is that? Now, many of you don't realize, a lot of people say that they listen to the Praise Network, and sometimes they don't even think we're a local station, because it kind of has a big sound. But the truth is that God's enabled us to do a lot with a little at this point. We only have a staff of four people right now, four full-timers. And so it's a real blessing to us to have volunteers like Jennifer to be able to go out and do some of these things that we would love to be doing, but we just don't have time to do. And that's doing more of connecting with our listening family and getting out there and hopefully being a blessing to them. So very cool. And I know the guys at Advanced Formliners listen, so I hope you all are having a good morning.
And then Jennifer also went to West Salem and went to a construction site.
How fun is that?
She went to Christensen Construction, was working on a home in West Salem, and we got a note from Josiah saying, "On behalf of Christensen Construction, thank you so much. The gifts are wonderful. My coworkers were blown away that a radio station would do that for its listeners."
As we always say, it's not a radio station necessarily. You know, we really see ourselves as ministry, and we do want to be a blessing. You know, we're not doing this, you know, giving out the blessing bags to get anything in return or to get some publicity. We just really want to connect with and really want to be a blessing to our listening families. And if we could, we'd go to each and every one of you right now with a blessing bag. We can't do that, but, you know, we're doing what we can to get out there and just connect with our listening families. So glad that you're listening, and especially those of you listening on their job site right now. That's very cool. Glad to be spending the day with you.
Yes, we are. And please, anytime you are blessed by anything you hear on the radio or any action that may come from us being out there visiting you, please let us know, so we can share that with other listeners. It just blesses them to hear what's going on in their community and what's going on in your churches. We want to hear it too.
Yeah. The ripple effect, as Kelly always says, how, you know, God will take one little small act and just blesses and multiplies that to reach so many different people. Many ways that you can connect with us. You can find them all on our website. Just click on connect at praisenetwork.com. But you can give us a phone call at 855-MY-PRAISE. You can always email us at info@praisenetwork.com. Again, you can connect with us through the website. You can also text us. We love text messages. But not when you're driving. You got to be safe. The text line is 202-41-PRAISE. That's 202-41-PRAYZ. Kelly, thank you again for sharing with us today. Always great to hear from our listening family.
Love it.
And, you know, as I said when we started out, you know, we are a family. We're one family united in Christ. It doesn't matter the color of your skin, your denomination, your worship style, or whatever. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, we are family. Here's the Newsboys.